This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory Monday for much of Colorado's Front Range and the Eastern Plains. Forecasters say temperatures will reach the upper 90s and low 100s. Officials say people should be aware of heat-related illnesses. The heat advisory is set to expire at 9 o'clock tonight. Colorado is now free of exceptional drought conditions, which is the worst drought category, but federal data show about 83% of the state remains in a moderate drought or worse. A year ago, half of the state was considered drought-free. The northeast and the southwest corners of the state are the driest places of the map right now. Just two small spots are drought-free. Those are around Jackson and Larimer counties, as well as in Chaffee County. Part of the telescope that produced groundbreaking images of space earlier this month was made in Colorado. Jennifer Hoffman is an astronomy professor at the University of Denver. She calls the Webb telescope's technology ingenious and says the pictures of the Carina Nebula are her favorite.
It's really stunning. This is important because this nebula is a region where stars are being formed for the first time. And in previous images of this nebula, we were not able to see any stars through all of that dust. So you can see all the orange and brown stuff in this picture is cosmic dust.
Hoffman says this helps scientists learn more about how stars form and how planets form around those stars. If you're driving on I-70 in North Denver today, you may notice a new configuration. Over the weekend, crews shifted the lanes to their final position through a new tunnel. This is CPR News and KRCC.